Habido 3 Jam celebrating 75 years in KC and giving you a chance to win $1,000 in hot summer cash. On with us right now is Sharon Sanders Brooks to talk to us about Lucille Bluford Day that's happening tomorrow. How you doing, Sharon?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for coming on the Playmaker Show. So the first question I have is, for those who don't know about Lucille Bluford, can you explain to us real quick about why we're celebrating Lucille Bluford Day?
Well, Miss Lucille Bluford is a Kansas City legend. Tomorrow, July 1st, it will be her birthday. She would have been 114 years old. In the state of Missouri, it is a state-recognized day. It's not a paid holiday, but it is a state-recognized holiday. Miss Bluford served as the editor of the Kansas City Call newspaper for over 60 years. She was also a civil rights pioneer. She sued the University of Missouri Columbia 9 times as she sought admissions to the University of Missouri Columbia's Graduate School of Journalism. Unfortunately, she was not successful, and the state of Missouri decided, rather than to admit her to the University of Missouri Columbia, they would set up a graduate journalism program at Lincoln University. Wow. That was during the time of separate and definitely unequal. Mm-hmm. She not only was she was brave, because prior to that time, we had another gentleman who had sought admission to the University of Missouri at Columbia, and unfortunately, he disappeared before he was able to ever enter and desegregate the University of Missouri at Columbia.
Wow. Thank you for giving us this information. A lot of people might not know about Lucille Bluford Day, but we want people to celebrate tomorrow. So tell us about some of the events that will be happening tomorrow to celebrate.
Well, the events will be held at the branch named in her honor at 3050 Prospect Avenue. We will have children's activities in the morning. We will have story time, arts and crafts, and book giveaways. Then later at 1 p.m., Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, the Beta Omega chapter, will be hosting a program and a panel discussion. Then we move on to 4 p.m. to a free jazz reception, a feature, and a photo booth. And then at 6 p.m., we will have a presentation by Mr. John W. Bluford, the president of Healthcare Leadership Institute and the former CEO of Truman Medical Center. Mr. Bluford is the nephew of Miss Lucille Bluford. Wow. And also, not only does Miss Bluford have one outstanding nephew, but her other nephew is Gion Bluford, the first African-American astronaut to enter space.
Wow.
So Miss Bluford came from a very, very historic family, and her descendants to have continued to excel. But we want the community to come out. This is a free event, and we want you to come out and celebrate Lucille Bluford Day in Kansas City, Missouri, and in the state of Missouri tomorrow.
Amen.
At 31st and Prospect.
Amen to that, Sharon. If they want more information, where can they go to?
They can contact the Bluford Library at 701-3482, or they can check the Kansas City Public Library's website.
That is great information, Sharon. I appreciate you giving us this information. Thank you very much, and happy Lucille Bluford Day tomorrow to you.
Thank you for this opportunity.